So don't be shy. Treat yourself with something sweet, savory, spicy. Just don't lick your screen, please. These aren't just some foods or spices. It's our legacy, crafted, refined, served over time. And this, yeah, this is fun. You know, with its wonderful beaches, mountains, palm trees, and parties. But why stop there? Go further. Meet the locals, the very hands who craft the finest and the very best every single day. Because all this is Indonesia, and all these are our stories. It's time for you to discover them and write your own. So, where do you begin?
these areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners and viewers, March 22nd is commemorated every year as the World Water Day to focus on the importance of fresh water and tackle on the global water crisis. So in conjunction with the World Water Day 2025, joining us on VOI Talk World Water Day, we have Yus Budiono from the Hydrometeorological Disaster Research Group, Center for Limnology and Water Resources Research of the National Innovation and Research Agency, or BRIN. Good afternoon, Bapak Yus Budiono. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good afternoon. But sorry, I failed to record your name.
I'm Rahma.
Rahma, okay. Thanks.
Yes. Welcome to VOI Talk, where we're talking about the World Water Day, and this is World Water Day. First, let's talk about the things that we are struggling with water in the world in general and in Indonesia in particular.
Yeah, sure. Please go ahead.
So, what do you think the things that we are still dealing with, that we are still facing with, that we still have to struggle dealing with the water crisis or water issue?
Yes, if I look at the data for Jakarta, because I live in Jakarta, Jakarta still like 40% or a bit below 40% now. Of tap water, potable water industry. So, people and industry and offices, commercial places need to extract, water from groundwater. So this is, quite, a difficult, decision for Jakarta, because then it creates a land subsidence, because, groundwater is very limited.
And what about the solution to overcome it so far done by the government?
Yeah, the government, if I look at the data on 2018, for example, the production water, for the potable water production, at that time we lacked 40%, but now it's only 35% about that. I read the report. So, during the past five years or one decade, there are only 5% increase of people that is sufficiently provided by the government. So this is quite crucial in my opinion, because this also happened on many places on northern Java.
Okay. And what about the efforts in another issue like safe water, prevent water shortages?
Yes, apparently I would say that we are bombarded by the advertisement that we need to drink water, a very clear water from the mountain, and we get on with that. We imported water so much from the mountain. We failed to record our past that we just drink water from the well, cook it, boil it, and then we drink it. While in the old time, this is safe, the groundwater more, because you only extract shallow groundwater that doesn't affect land subsidence. But now we get water from the mountain, and then consequently We also extract water from deep well, 100 and 200 meters below ground, and this creates instability of water resource around us. And so that creates lots of problem.
Okay, in Jakarta itself, actually there is a tap water for drink available for public, right? I forgot the precise location.
Yeah, in some places, I believe there are. Probably in place like at place like what I remember, if we go on with MRT, we can find that. But you know, this is a very limited amounts, and we don't know where the operator get water from. Probably he just take it from industrial water, from we call it galon, and then we actually drink from there.
And the socialization as well to public, maybe they're not really completely familiar with it.
No, I rarely see people carry their own bucket or bottle to get water from these sources.
Cool.
So we get on with buying bottled water from shop and things.
Bottled water, okay. And talking about the sustainable and environmentally friendly way to manage water resources, what do you think about that?
About water resources, I like to go back in time. In the old time, we don't really have a problem with water. I mean, I lost many words. Sorry. I put an example like this. For example, I live around the Batavians. For example, the Batavians treated their water using small ponds behind the house, using plants, and then let the water immerse into the ground, while the rest of the solids and things is taken by catfish, for example. And this is a good strategy. While we, with the science coming to us, and the colonialization, and then we think that the best way to manage our water, our dirty water, is using sewage system. But we don't have sewage system, so we get on with discharging our household wastewater into open pit, for example, and then goes into the river. So this means that we can bring back the local knowledge that solved a problem on dirty water into a wider area, into a community-based treatment system, for example. That's what I have in mind.
Okay, so that's another problem, river, waste in the river, because of the household. And so how to develop better and more efficient water treatment technologies nowadays?
Yeah, for me, I actually study in the West, so I like to take the technology. I get on with bringing the technology from the West to us. But apparently, I think it's not for me, but we also need to think that not all technology that is imported from abroad, mainly from the temperate zone, is suitable for us. So it's good that we learn from other places with the advancement and things, but we also need to think what we have in our community now and how we mix these two things together for a better solution. For me, a distributed system a system that is not very centralized like in the West. For me, it's more suitable for us.
And we are working on it.
It seems we are still nowhere. I'm sorry to say that.
So, any more advice, maybe, or suggestion to make it everything better, structurized and organized?
Yeah, there is one strategy that I would like to say to everyone is to plan one more tree.
Oh.
We don't have land. We buy a house. We fill up all the land we have, but I believe we still can plant tree on open space or on part on things. With one more tree with us, I believe that we will say it, bettering of our mentality to the environment. And you know, tree will absorb water from above. It attracts water, the science say, and if this is Ramadan, so we keen of listening that trees wish for the coming rain, for example, and this is science also accept that, and then if residential areas develop trees cut, we don't have tree, we have problem with island heat, for example. But if we bring back the trees, then things and will start to change. Our mentality will change, and then in the end, our microclimate will apparently will also change. So this will bring us in a better situation and better knowledge on how we behave in our environment and seeking or bringing up the mentality with water.
So one tree is completely equal to one life. Really important, not only for the air, now even it can be that influential for water, for the clean and safe water for people.
Correct, yes.
Okay, as we know that water is a blessing from God, but
yeah,
if it is too much or overflown, which means it becomes flood, which is lately hitting Indonesia, especially some time ago in West Java. So, what do you think about this? What efforts can be made to avoid this?
Yes, at some extent it is true that rain is a blessing for us, for most, I believe. Because we are in Ramadan, I think we will hear that there is no verse in the proof in the scripture that rain is not a blessing. It is a blessing. It is that we change a lot on our geography that makes rain that used to carve rivers, it is not carving rivers anymore. It is carving our land because the land is open, and this is the big problem that we create on many residential areas in cities in municipal places.
Okay. And what about from the brand itself or Indonesian Innovation and Research Agency, any projects to avoid flood, to prevent flood, or regarding water issue in general?
Yeah, for me, in my research group, we focus a lot on flood. We see flood as the source of river overflow. We call it, fluvial flood. We also see flood as a direct precipitation. We name, science name it fluvial flood. And there is one more thing which is quite common or popular as for the Northern Java is rob. I don't see the English word for rob. drop is like high tide, but high tide doesn't mean flood. But drop in Northern Java now is flood. It used to be a blessing also because the fish is coming with the high tide, but now the high tide come purely on water and then inundate lots of villages. So that is what we see in my research group. We also observe the biggest threat, which is land subsidence, not anymore not the climate change or the precipitation, but it is because of the land subside. Jakarta is now 3 meters under mean sea level at the lowest. That's on my research group, but also we in the Center of Limnology and Water Resources, of course, we develop lots of things, information, instrumentation, and then all things that is related to water resources. I cannot mention everything.
Okay, but the government itself is now constructing giant seawall to prevent flood in Jakarta and in the north coast of Java. What do you think about this?
Yeah, it is true that it is for flooding. Then we see that the phase A of giant seawall now in Jakarta, because giant seawall plan not just in Jakarta but other places. The NCICD phase A that is just strengthening the coastline. I think if we look at the case of flooding, it is quite successful. Even though I would say that precipitation during the past 10 years is lower than before. We got a big flood on 2007, and then after that we don't have a really big flood like that. 2013 was because of dike break. 2020 is very local. 2025, just a few months ago, January, was also a local flood. So we need to really be, I would say we need to really be careful on the definition of giant seawall, because if we look at what was already available in Semarang, giant seawall in Semarang is really not created to overcome flooding. It is just to create a multi-purpose dike, just mainly for transportation. And if we hear the plan on Jakarta coast, for example, apparently it was planned to create land, to put Palm Jumeirah from Dubai into Patapi. So I think we need to be careful on how we look at the giant seawall.
Okay. So from rainy season, we also need to anticipate dry season that is hopefully not leading to drought, but what to prepare and anticipate so that we can have safe water, enough water.
As in the city, we actually never experience dry season. That's why we waste lots of water. We wash our car with lots of water, motorbike and everything. We waste lots of water because we don't feel that we experience a drought. It's different from the old time when most of us are farmers. Then we recognize, for example, Pranoto Mongso or the norm of planting. On what months we will experience what precipitation, and then we plant what crop. And this is also disappear on 1990. On 1970 we start having agricultural revolution with lots of small canals for rice field and things. I forgot the term, I'm sorry. But then farmers also experience that they don't really experience drought. And now we go into to the city, we get water from deep well, and then buy water from the mountain. We also don't experience that that water is scarce for the ocean islands, ocean archipelago like us.
Okay, now we talked about this year's theme of the World Water Day, which is glacier preservation. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of our listeners and viewers are not really known yet about this issue. Maybe you can give us more insight about glacier preservation.
Yeah, glacier preservation. If I look at the research from the center where I work, from other person and other research group, he look at the glacier stored on Mount Jayawijaya in Papua. It is keep diminishing from the old time to today, same as on the north and south pole, I believe. Because people knew this because glaciers store information on how many carbon stored on the sky in that era, in many eras up to several thousand years ago. So we know that in time when we cannot witness the change of glaciers, we can see in science report that glaciers is diminishing because we combust lots of fossil fuel, for example. We all do that every day.
So what to do then to realize glacier preservation?
For us as people here in Jakarta, which is far away from glaciers, I think we need to use bikes, for example. The government have to create. It is like a must thing to do now, that the government need to create a bike path, pedestrian path, so to enforce many people to use non-combusting transportation means. If we have to go to school or to workplace on a motorized transport means, then we choose first the public transport over personal transport like motorbike or cars.
Okay. Self-awareness, another point.
Yeah.
Okay, and when it comes to clean water, could you give an indicator of an area that must have clean water? This area must be having clean water. Any indicator we can see?
Yeah, it's difficult for us in the city to have clean water in our surrounding, but going back with a strategy to overcome flooding, there is a system, namely polder system. In Jakarta, for example, Jakarta has the plan of 66 polder system for the northern area, and then in each polder system, there need to be one retention lake. And if we have one retention lake in our vicinity, then we will think of how to clean it, because we live with it. It's not like we dump everything onto the sewerage system, work with all the dirt, because then we will see that staying or ending in the neighborhood, also in the retention lake. I think that's a strategy, but how do we need? I mean, if we live in one place, and how we know that in one place we find clean water. I don't have any idea about that. I'm sorry.
Final statement, please, for our listeners and viewers on the World Water Day 2025, please.
Yeah, again, I would say plan one more tree, because one family owe 67 trees during its life. So if we only plan one more, it means we are still not achieving 67. No, but we need to do the effort together.
Plan one tree.
Yeah.
To save water for the future.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Yus Budiono from the National Innovation and Research Agency, or BRIN, for sharing your insights and views on the World Water Day. Thank you so much, and have a good day.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day to you, too. Bye.
Well, listeners, that's today's VOI Talk, World Water Day 2025. Save the water for the future. Stay tuned for more inspiring and insightful interviews on VOI Talk from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
back in 2010, the debut single of Indonesian sweetheart Raisa, Serba Salah or Everything Goes Wrong. But nothing's wrong to enjoy Indonesia today, of course, because you can get closer and closer to Indonesia, to its art, culture, tradition, food, latest updates, music and more, only on Indonesia Today, broadcast from Monday to Friday every 3 p.m. Western Indonesia Time or GMT plus 7. It is available on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, Channel VOI, and special at 3 p.m. Western Indonesia Time, you can enjoy on RRI Net at rri.co.id. But unfortunately, it's time for me to sign out only from RRI Net, because on voinews.id and RRI Digital, we keep on airing till the next 1 hour. So I'm Rahma Sanina. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll see you in another interesting edition of Indonesia Today.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Kita pertama ku langsung jatuh cinta, walau ku tahu kau ada pemiliknya, tapi ku tak dapat membohongi hatimu ini. Ku tak dapat menghindari kecoak cinta ini. Let's go. Maka izinkanlah aku
mencintaimu,
atau bolehkah aku sekedar
sayang padamu.
Maka maafkan jika ku
mencintaimu,
atau biarkan ku mengharap kau sayang padaku. Memang serba salah rasanya tertusuk pada cinta, apalagi ku juga ada pemiliknya. Tak dapat membohongi hati nurani, ku tak dapat menghindari apa kecolak
cinta ini.
Maka izinkanlah aku
mencintaimu,
atau bolehkanlah aku sekedar sayang padamu. Maka maafkan jika aku
mencintaimu,
atau biarkan ku mengharap kau
sayang padamu.
Yeah, I want it. Yeah, I need it. My Christine, my Christine. Ooh. Tapi ku tak dapat membohongi hati nurani. Ku tak dapat menghindari, tolong kejolak. Mencintaimu, atau bolehkanlah aku sekedar sayang padamu. Maka maafkan jika aku
mencintaimu,
atau biarkan ku mengharap kau
sayang padamu.
Maka izinkanlah aku
mencintaimu,
atau bolehkah aku sekedar, atau maafkan jika ku hanya ingin mencintaimu, atau biarkan ku mengharap kau.
Terima kasih kerja semuanya.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Have you heard of a night truly something for everyone to enjoy. From the volcanoes which created our island, our ancestral rice fields, hidden waterfalls, and beautiful western beaches. Seeing the look of wonder in people's faces never gets old. You will discover how everything on this island is connected. Here you can slow down, relax, and find peace. Recently, this island was paused in time, waiting patiently to be discovered once more. It's time to reawaken you.
Sampaikan pesan di sampaikan diri. Laganya bertagawa di uang tak dari mana, segalanya dia punya dan langsung ngetop namanya. Bimbi tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya. Bimbi tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Tahun ke masa berganti, kita dikenal lagi. Wajah serupa Bimbi memalas pucat pasi, menanti di jalan sepi. Bimbi tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya. Bimbi tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Bimbi tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya. Bimbi tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Tahun ke masa berganti, Bimbi tak dikenal lagi. Wajah serupa Bimbi memalas pucat pasi, menanti di jalan sepi. Thank you.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Newsline. Indonesian Transportation Minister Dudi Purwagandi has advised Indonesian citizens to refrain from embarking on long-distance homecoming trips on motorbikes, as he believes these private vehicles offer a lower level of safety. Speaking in a press conference at his office in Jakarta on Friday, the minister stated the government deems it necessary to echo this safety appeal as the number of people traveling on motorbikes is projected to rise during this year's Idul Fitri homecoming season. PT Angkasa Pura Indonesia Soekarno-Hatta International Airport Branch Office Tangerang Banten recorded number of passenger movements on Friday, or day minus 10 of the Idul Fitri homecoming period 2025, reached about 125,000 people. General Manager of PT Angkasa Pura Indonesia Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Dwi Ananda Wicaksana, revealed during this year's Id homecoming period, Soekarno-Hatta Airport projects the number of passenger movements to reach 3.6 million. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Dengan dia menyebutkan nama.